Glory to God. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let our King be lifted up. I know it's all right to be quiet sometime. Amen. Amen. I know we ought to hush and be quiet sometime. But my goodness. Sometimes we should just lose it. Never mind how many in you here tonight, but I tell you what, the King of Kings is in this place. The great I Am. Yes, He is in our midst. Thank you, praise team. Bless your hearts. Bless your heart. I don't know if we get real focused on that's good to us to an extent. Get focused on just getting in and getting out. But God has been and is. I don't know if this is right. This is right. So He has, because He has been good, and He is good. And He will always will be good. Amen. So, sometimes we need a praise session or something. Hallelujah.
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 I know you work every day, most of you, and some of you young people go to school and get caught up in things you're doing through the day. And if you don't watch it, it'll kind of wait on you. When you get to church, you say, well, let's get this over so I can get back. And most of the time we get back to doing nothing. Amen. But if you was in serious trouble and needed some help, you wouldn't be so quick to leave. You'd be waiting around for somebody to agree with you in prayer. Lay hands on you and encourage you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But what I want to do is continue to inspire you to give you some more reason why you ought to praise God. And it shouldn't be with liberty, freedom, and it shouldn't be a dread or something that you're forced to do, but it ought to be something that you're glad to do. And I can understand that your body, your flesh don't always want to do it, but you can and should. Why? Because you are in charge. Amen. And it's amazing because we know the rain falling, but you're not getting wet. You may get a few drops from here to your car, but you'll dry off. Amen. Praise God. But God is so good, and we set this time aside to come and talk of His goodness and fellowship, come together and lift our voices and praise Him, and then talk about how good He is and what He has done. So tonight I want to pick up where we left off the last time, and I want to continue. This time next week I'll be in another state. Amen. And probably some snow. And do y'all want me to bring a truckload back? Oh, okay, I didn't think so. Amen. But this time next week I'll be in another state in Colorado, and it's in the old mountain. It can snow any time. But tonight we want to continue on what we've been talking about. God is so good, and we want to just let everybody, encourage the one that have not reached that place of freedom where they have praised God this freely. And sometimes people need a little encouragement. And it says, praise. This privilege has all his children. Every one of God's children have this privilege of praising the Lord. Amen. Now, we talked about this privilege. Then last week, we talked about praise being a weapon. We saw what happened when Mount Seir, Moab, and Ammon, I think I said that right, decided they were going to take out Judah, Jehoshaphat, Judah. They decided they were going to destroy them, right? And Jehoshaphat called the peoples together, and they began to, and this, it says his their wives and their little ones, and then they began to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, you see this great army that's coming against us, and we don't know what to do. In other words, we are no match for them. What are we going to do? Then and the prophet told them what to do, and Jehoshaphat gathered the armies, but he got his praise team. That was so unusual. Hallelujah. Got a praise team and musician, put them out front. You know, you going to fight with an instrument of music and people to sing. And this is what the prophet told them to say. Say this when you're marching toward the enemy. Say, for the Lord is good. Ha ha ha. For what? For the Lord is good, and his what? Mercy endures forever. And the Bible said then in that praise the Lord set them out. Hallelujah. The Lord set the battle. And Moab and Mount Seir and Ammon, well, one turned on the other, and they destroyed that one, and they just turned and fought among themselves till everybody was dead. Isn't that amazing? And you say, how in the world can that happen? Look like somebody will have been left alive. I guess the last two killed themselves at the same time. But you think about this. Think about it now. They took Paul and Silas because they were preaching. Is that right? I know you know the story, Acts chapter 16. And they put him in jail. That wasn't enough to put him in jail, but they made their feet to fast and stop. In other words, they fastened down. And with their back bleeding, they had beaten them, whipped them. And you know, Paul could turn to Silas. They could say, Lord, Silas, we've done this. And they could have turned to the Lord and said, Lord, we've done what you said. Look what it got us. Here we are locked up, feet fastened and stuck and all of that. But you know what they did? They turned. They at midnight, they decided to pray and sing praise. At midnight. They could have been saying, could have been complaining and said, because they did do what God told them to do. But their feet were fastened and stopped. Now, and they had been beaten. But all of a sudden, the jail they was in, the foundation started moving. And that's what we talked about last week. Praise is a weapon. Because they did what? They prayed and sang praise. They sang their praises.